Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
When your family visit Cliffo, or when you visit family, it can get a bit tense because you've been away from each other for a long period of time and then you're all suddenly back together and there's a lot of personalities and a lot's going on. And I thought I'd be okay this time around because my family weren't actually staying at my house. But they've been here for a week and they've been staying in an apartment down by the Strand and there's eight members of the family that were up in Townsville visiting. So there's a lot of people. And the problem with it was there's so many people that communication was really hard. Like when we were trying to organise things to do and things to see and places to be, a lot of the time it was like Chinese whispers and people were getting different messages because there's so many people that it travels down.
And I could see how that would get more and more frustrating.
So frustrating.
It's you and Nev.
Oh.
And he even walks away sometimes.
Yeah.
So there's very few, you know,
there's
keepers.
No miscommunications because
it's
just
all
direct.
Very clear.
It's very direct. And so I even had an itinerary sorted out for when my family got here so that we all knew what we were doing and when. But there was still little tiny miscommunications and it got to 4 days into the family visiting and I had the most
meltdown.
Ridiculous meltdown.
Yeah.
So what?
You thought the Chernobyl meltdown was bad.
It was
Wait
so
till you
bad.
See an Elgood gone south.
So Saturday night, I had the conversation with my mum. I was like, Mum, in the morning when you're making sandwiches for Mum and Dad for our picnic at Jurama Falls tomorrow, can you please make sandwiches for Nev and I? Because we're just going to rock up, we're going to pack the food and we're going to go.
Yep.
And Mum's like, yeah, no worries. Of course, no worries. But she wasn't really listening. And so the next morning while she's making sandwiches, she said to my sister, oh, what's Gab doing? And Alex is like, oh, they can make theirs when they get here. Mum's like, yeah, no worries. So I rock up to the apartment ready just to pack and go.
We're going.
Like I was ready to go. And
you
I
got eight
there.
People plus you and Nev to get to Jurama. We're going.
And I look and I see Mum and Dad's sandwiches all wrapped up ready to go. And I was like, where's my sandwich? And Mum's like, oh, I thought you'd just make your own. I was like, we had this conversation. And I lost it. I've
you
never
would have been like a bull seeing
I've
red.
I've never been so angry over a sandwich in my life. It took me 3 minutes to make sandwiches for Nev and I. It wasn't a big deal, but it was the fact that there was this miscommunication, that there was Chinese whispers within the 10 members of our family, and it just got me. It was the straw that broke the camel's back.
Oh, nah, mate.
And
I
snapped
totally
over a sandwich.
Sympathize
my
with
mom
your position.
Didn't make me a sandwich, and I was furious.
It sounds like a little thing when you say, I snapped over a sandwich, but there was a lead up to it.
There was.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, there was a lead up. I looked back like the day after, I was like, oh God, that was absolutely ridiculous. But it happens. That's what happens. That's what happens when families get together.
True.
There's always that little thing that just makes you snap. But, you know, I lasted 4 days before
four
snapping.
Days.
And I was wondering if there's anyone out there on 13, 12, 16 that can beat me. Like 4 days, like that's a pretty quick snap.
So
I
you want a quicker snap than 4 days.
Has anyone snapped within 4 days, like earlier than me? Because I thought, you know, the tension, and you need time for the tension to build before you go the full hog and just lose it. And it took me 4 days. But
and I guess we're talking snaps too in regards to your family visiting.
Yeah.
Or you visiting your family.
Yeah.
I think with most families, a snap, the size of the snap, it's going to change from person to person and family to family.
Yeah.
But at some point, there's going to be some sort of snap.
There's a bit of tension.
Sorts. But 13, 12, 16, can anyone beat a four-day snap? Gabby lasted 4 days with the family.
I lasted 4 days before I snapped.
Who snapped at the family quicker?
Have you done it within hours?
Than 4 days.
Yeah.
Yes! Could you do it at the airport, like walking out of the arrivals terminal?
Why are you delayed?
Get back on! Emily's here right now. Emily, so Gabby snapped after 4 days. It was a four-day snap. Can you beat that snap?
Yeah, I can snap within a couple of hours of visiting my family.
What causes you to snap? Like, what sends you over the edge?
So, I'm 33. I have a 31-year-old sister, and we were raised very strictly, prim and proper. Mm-hmm. And then I have a 17-year-old sister and a 15-year-old sister. Oh. And listening to the way that they speak to my mum, lose my cool very, very quickly.
So she's kind of loosened the reins for the younger ones and they don't have the same respect.
I feel like she's just given up. Like, there's no discipline.
Oh.
Just they do whatever.
So, Emily, I'm going to put this one to you. This is throwing a spanner in the works. Is that their fault, or are they just doing what teenagers do, which is push the boundaries? Or is it your mum's fault for dropping the ball a little?
I think it's a bit of both. Yeah. I get cranky at the both.
And then,
yeah.
So you're snapping at the girls, not your mum. You're snapping at them about their language?
Yeah, well, I'll snap at them for talking to mum so rudely, yeah. And then once I've left the room, and then I go to mum, well, you shouldn't let that happen anyway. Yeah. You know? Hey, so I'll give her a serve as well.
At least you're snapping over something real, yeah. And not a bloody sandwich.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Gabs, I have a bit of a dilemma going through my mind at the moment. I want to run it by you and run it by everyone, but I want to prefix this dilemma by putting it out there. I hate waste. Mm-hmm. I particularly hate food waste.
Okay.
This is a thing we have discussed before.
No, you can't eat the banana peel.
It's full of protein
vitamins.
And potassium. It's amazing. No. So we are the kind of house where, you know, if we've got a cabbage and it's about to go bad, guess what? We're having coleslaw for the next couple of nights.
Sure.
I hate wasting stuff. I particularly hate wasting food. And there's an incident that's just sort of unfolded where this is very likely that it might happen, but I don't want it to. So about a week ago, at the end of the school holidays, so it was last week of school holidays, I was on the way home from work, and as I often do, I'll call my wife, who's mm-hmm. at home on maternity leave at the moment, taking care of our 14-week-old little boy. But I called her, because it's kind of hectic at our house at the moment, and said, do you want me to pick up some lunch? I'm happy to swing by the bakery.
Mm-hmm.
And it was that little bakery in Mount Louisa. Yeah, you know, just easy, you know. So that little bakery at Mount Louisa on Bayswater Road. I can't remember the name of it, but it's very popular. There's always a lineup out the door. And I said to my wife, should I just pick up a couple of... I'm going to get a pie. Do you want a sausage roll? And she said, yeah, I'll grab a sausage roll. Because it was the end of the school holiday, she turns to Matilda and says, do you want a sausage roll? Daddy's going to the bakery. Matilda's 5 years old. She goes, yes, I'll have a sausage roll.
Of course she will.
But somewhere between Mount Louisa and the outskirts of Kirwan, so a 5-minute drive away, she changed her mind. She didn't want a sausage roll anymore.
Mm-hmm.
She was in trouble for some reason.
Sure. So she was got a little bit of attitude.
Sassing up a big one when I go, uh-huh. Home, your sausage roll's here. Matilda's like, I don't want it anymore. Like she's Mariah Carey.
Don't look me in the eye. Yeah, backstage. Don't give me that.
I don't want that.
Crap.
Assistant. Get out of here with that. So anyway.
Which is funny because normally food is what we'll get them out of a mood.
Yeah. But the other thing with kids too, they just say yes all the time. Do you want something? Yes. Even if they don't want
sure.
it.
Sure.
You know, so we had this spare sausage roll. I ate my pie. The wife ate her sausage roll. And then the spare sausage roll got wrapped up in the bag and it got put in the fridge and kind of forgotten about. Like other stuff got put in front of it until last night when I was actually cleaning out the fridge because it's about to be our bin day. And I saw the sausage roll there. And I went, oh, that's going to be good for lunch tomorrow. And my wife was like, no, 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 that's going to be a week old, exactly a week old at lunchtime today now. She says, I forbid you from eating that.
Oh, wow.
That's going to kill you.
Oh, it won't kill you.
Well, I mentioned it to JB, who we work with as well, too, and he said the same thing. He said he would never be eating a week old.
He wouldn't touch it.
No.
Oh, come on. It's processed meat. What's going to go off?
Yeah, you're notoriously bad.
I think it'd be fine.
Keeping
bit of tomato sauce
long,
would be sweet. Heat it up for an extra minute just in case.
Yes,
Use the heat to kill the bacteria and you'll be fine.
I remember I told you once that I only keep barbecue chook in the fridge for 2 days or whatever. If you don't eat within 2 days, I'll freeze it or
I'll
do
give
something.
It a week.
And you're like, give it a week.
I'll give it a week. I haven't died yet.
Look, 13, 12, 16, want to put it out there, Townsville, because I don't want to trust my wife's opinion because she's the major end of the spectrum. Like she... You know, if it's looking a little bit out of date or a little bit no good, it's in the bin or whatever.
Is she one of these people that she gets the milk out and if the date is out, she throws it even if it smells
Mate,
okay?
She doesn't like the milk if it's got 2 days left to go.
Nah,
like,
if it smells good, it's fine.
But you, the other person who I spend a lot of time with, you're the other end of the scale. You eat it. If it's not green and moldy, you're going to eat it.
Yeah.
So Townsville, 13, 12, 16, I want to put it to you.
Yeah.
Can you eat a week-old sausage roll? Is that an okay thing to do?
Will Cliffo perish?
Or am I going to get salmonella, food poisoning, and maybe not be here tomorrow?
I think
or ever
all
again.
Right.
13, 12, 16. I need another opinion that's not the extremes of Gabby's or my wife's. But Eloise is going to give us that. Eloise, can you eat a week-old sausage roll, mate?
I totally say no way at all. My partner, though, he would totally say go for it.
So what kind of time limit would you give a sausage roll? So a week is too far gone. So how many days leeway would you give it?
Look, I'd say a max of
like 3 days, and then I'd probably feel a bit squirmish about still eating it. But 3 days, yeah. If it's already cooked and in the fridge, 3 days gone.
Gabby's pulling all sorts of faces here right now.
I think you're being a little bit too
cautious.
Gabby's
pulling all. Gabby's just like, you know what? Douse it in enough tomato sauce.
You won't even taste the salmonella.
Heat it up enough to kill all those germs.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Ninja Warrior going crazy on TV at the moment. Every season is always a huge success, isn't it? Because it's just so fun to watch. And it's such a short season. It's only like 3 weeks or something crazy. So
yeah, it is. It's three times a week
for three weeks.
So it's very digestible.
Investment. Like you just have to watch it when you can. It's great. It's a great show. But
because we're all commitment foes in 2019. So we like that format.
100%. Not even lying. But if you're watching it and like Townsville is a very fit city. Like we have about a million gyms for our population here. It's crazy. And a lot of people do watch Ninja Warrior and they're like, yeah, I could totally give that a go. I could definitely get that done. If that's you, well, maybe you need to think up a backstory before you apply, because one of the producers of Australian Ninja Warrior, her name's Julie, she's come out to actually say what they look for when it comes to applicants for Ninja Warrior. Because
so it's more than just athletic ability then.
100% it is. This year alone, they had 8,000 applicants in Australia. So they've got to narrow that down to, you know, a couple of hundred that get through to the heats. And to be able to do that, it's really difficult because everyone's really fit. Everyone,
they can all do it.
Everyone can do it. Well, majority of them can do it, but they need to have a good character in order to make it to the TV screens, because it's still a reality TV show. So you still have to have a backstory.
You need the drama.
You need the drama.
I've got a show to produce here.
So when they're looking for contestants, they're looking at body shape, height, weight, wingspan, and diversity of character. And if you've got a really cool nickname that Australia can get behind, then that also goes a long way to get you onto the show.
Well, I've got that. I also happen to have about 40 kilos too much weight.
You got the wingspan, though, so sweet. Why not apply?
Set, I'm in. Go.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1. Townsville Auto Group. New and used vehicles. Reliable service plus on-site finance. Search Townsville Auto Group today. The Hit 103.1 Hitman.
Two bounties dished out in 2 days. Jackie won on Monday. Chloe won yesterday.
A lot more successful than I ever expected because the Hitman, a cocky little beast.
Yeah.
I thought the clues would have been that little bit too hard.
That's ring for today's one. Love to see. Three winners in 3 days. Here we go. Calling the Hit 103.1 Hitman for the Hit 103.1 Hitman for the Daily Clue right now. Here we go.
The Hitman is not happy today.
Wow, not even a hello. Like straight into being
annoyed.
I don't
recall a time when the Hitman was overly cheerful at all, ever.
That too.
But two bounties on your head and successfully caught 2 days running, Hitman. That is not a good run for you so far.
I think I underestimated Townsville.
I think you did, because you promised us the clues would be quite difficult. And they obviously haven't been that bad, because yesterday you were out and about for an hour, according to the Facebook post, and half an hour in, you were caught.
I just want to say to that winner, I did not appreciate being stalked for 15 minutes.
Chloe, if you're listening.
Chloe. Yesterday's winner, Stealth Tactics. I like it. All right, hey, enough about yesterday. Enough about our previous bounties. What's the bounty on your head today? What's the cash amount you're offering up here, man?
Because I've been found again, it's staying at $200.
Okay, $200. And is the clue harder today? What is it?
The clue today is I'm thirsty. Oi, oi, oi.
Okay. So let's just get that right. The clue is I'm thirsty. Oi, oi, oi.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Again, yesterday. I'm useless at this.
You know what? I reckon I've got it, but
really?
99% of the time I'll be wrong.
Yeah, true.
In my head, I'm like, yeah!
You're always confident with trivia right before you fail.
Yes!
Okay, that is a very cryptic clue, Hitman. The bounty time is going up on our Facey page right now, as always. So you're not going to be out all day. You're only out for a certain amount of time. If people want to find out that time, they can head to our Facey page, Hit 103.1 Townsville.
Correct.
Okay, best
of luck. I won't be there for long today.
Okay, shortening the time.
Hitman's getting jack of
it. Trying to make it harder.
I like it. Mm. All right, Hitman, thank you for the clue. Head to our Facey page for the bounty time right now. Have a good one, Hitman.
Catch me if you can.
Yeah, I like it. It's the Hit 103.1 Hitman for the Townsville Auto Group. New and used vehicles, reliable service, plus on-site finance. Search Townsville Auto Group today.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.